Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor, where you're able to be inspired, restored, revived, and rejuvenated through laughter. Yes, through laughter, through everything that you need, because this is the Joy Doctor.
Yes, 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 you tune in to a great show for the Joy Doctor tonight. Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor show. And I want to thank you, and yes, you, of course, for tuning in. And tonight, somebody say tonight. Woo! Tonight we're going to have a fantastic show. The Joy Doctor is going shopping. Yes, 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 the Joy Doctor is going shopping, as they say. We're going to shop till we drop. Yes, now I don't know what we're going to buy. I don't know where we're going to go, but however, tune in. Yes. Uncle Bo, Uncle George, and Pee Wee goes shopping. Yes, dear. Hey, Uncle Bo. Hey, there, Uncle Bo.
How you doing, LP Wee?
I'm doing all right, Uncle Bo. What are you doing?
I'm doing all right, LP Wee.
What you doing, Uncle Bo?
Well, you know, I was just sitting here thinking. It's about them holiday times, and I was missing my sister.
Well, you know, Uncle Bo, that's why I wanted to get out of the house, because I was missing Mama, too. Yes, I was. I sure was. I was missing her. I was missing her. I was missing her. Matter of fact, I had to get out of the house because I thought I heard her a couple times. Yeah.
No, you didn't, Pee Wee.
Yes, I did, Uncle Bubba. Uncle Bubba, you know I would not lie to you.
Well, you got a point there, Pee Wee. Well, what do you want to do today, Pee Wee?
Well, you know, Uncle Bubba, I thought about us going shopping.
Well, I don't know, Pee Wee, because, you know, I don't like them long lines and dealing with all them folks. You know, around this time, folks thought they could crazy. Maybe we want to have to put my pistol in my pocket.
Nah, Uncle Bubba, you can't be putting no pistol in your pocket now. We can't even get in the store. Because, you know, they got them metal detectors. Yeah, during this time, they put metal detectors up everywhere. Make sure you don't steal nothing, you don't get out with nothing, and if it go off, they turn you around and make it go back, even though you got the receipt.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about. I ain't got time for all that. I just want to get in and get out.
Well, Uncle Bubba, where you want to go?
Well, I want to go somewhere quick. Want to go somewhere cheap.
Uncle Bubba, we ain't going for no fast food. We going shopping. So it ain't going to be quick. It ain't going to be cheap.
Well, it's going to have to be cheap. But I ain't spending but
$20. $20? Uncle Bubba, what you mean $20? You can't get no good Christmas gift with $20. All of them going to be at least $19.99. And what about the tax?
I asked him, can I bring it back to him?
Uncle Bubba, you know you cannot bring them folks their tax back. Well, what you want to do?
Well, I guess I get up here and put me some clothes on and we can go shopping. So give me just a few minutes and I'll be ready.
Okay, Uncle Bubba. Well, why you do that? I'm going to call Uncle George.
What you going to do that for? You don't need to be calling Uncle George. Uncle George don't need to be going nowhere with us. But, you know, all he going to do is get us in trouble. Talking crazy to them women. Long lines and stuff. You know, that time he gets thrown out of the store.
I know, Uncle Bubba, but you know this is family time, so we all need to be together.
All right, Pee Wee, I'm going to take your word. I'm going to go on in here and I'm going to get dressed. I'm going to put me on some clothes. All right now, Uncle Bubba. Now you go on in there and I'm gonna call Uncle George.
All right, Pee Wee.
Uncle George.
Hey, Pee Wee, what's cracking lagging, baby?
What you doing, Uncle George?
I'm over here, you know, me and my buddies, we hanging out, we had some cards on the table. Had some cards on the table.
What you mean had some cards on the table?
Well, you know, trying to make a few ends meet. And I'm about to meet some few ends, you hear me?
Oh, Uncle George, we were hoping you'd go shopping with us.
Shopping?
Who is shopping? Uncle George.
Yeah, Pee Wee. What's crackin', man?
We want to know, do you want to go shopping?
Can I bring my friends along with me?
What friends, Uncle George? You know I got a small car.
Well, they won't take up much room.
What friends are you talking about, Uncle George?
Looking just...
No, Uncle George, you can't be bringing no alcoholic beverages along in my car. What's wrong with you? I ain't trying to go to jail.
Well, you know, I ain't trying to go to jail either. I was going to sip while you drive.
Well, now. Because, you know, Uncle Bubba would have a fit. You get in there with some American jerk, he would have a fit.
Well, you know, it is around Christmas time. And, you know, we're supposed to drink and be merry. So I didn't have merry, so I was just going to drink.
I understand where you're coming from, Uncle George, but however, you know it's going to be me, you, and Uncle Bubba in that car, and he ain't going to let us rest if he find out you got some alcohol.
Here's what I do. I put it in an orange juice glass.
No, Uncle Bubba. I mean, Uncle George, you cannot put it in no orange juice glass. He going to smell it. You know Uncle Bubba got a clean, keen nose. Boy, he can smell the sweetening in a banana pudding. 2 miles down the street. He got a keen nose.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go on and finish my irking jerk while y'all get ready. And then y'all swing by and pick me up. And by that time, hey, I'll be ready. They call me Ready Freddy. Yeah, I'll be ready.
All right, Uncle George. We going to, Uncle Bubba get ready now. Yeah, he get ready now. So when he get ready, we going to swing through that picture up, and we going shopping. We going shopping for the holidays. Yes, we is.
All right, there, Pee Wee. You just give Uncle George a call back when you get ready. Or, better yet, y'all just pull up in the driveway and blow the horn. You know, just toot your horn a little bit, and I'll come right on out. I ain't going to say I'm a runner, because if I run, I might fall. So I'm just going to take my time. Yeah, I'm just going to take my time.
Well, all right then, Uncle George. We're going to be over there to get you in just a minute. All right.
Pee-wee, who was that?
Oh, Uncle Bubba, that was Uncle George.
Is he going? I was hoping he was sick.
Uncle Bubba, why you say something like that? Why would you want him to be sick?
Well, like I said, last time he got us throwed out. And I don't want to be embarrassed this time like I was last time.
Well, I think he changed a little bit there, Uncle Bubba. You know, during the holidays, a lot of people be down. So sometimes they deal with it the best way they can. And sometimes that's being around family members.
sometimes that's being away from family members. And then sometimes, you know, some people like to party. Some people like to drink. Some people like to just be to themselves.
Well, I think the holiday time is a time for family, especially when you done had a loved one to go on. Then if you had a loved one to go on, you want to be around family because you're going to miss that loved one, but you're going to realize the loved ones that are still here with you. Well, yeah, Uncle Bubba, you got a point. Because, see, it's me, you, and Uncle George. So if we're together, then we are family. Hey, I got Uncle George and Uncle Bubba with me.
Hey, don't quit your day job.
Oh, Uncle Bubba, what you trying to say? I know I can croon a little bit. I can sing.
Like I said, don't quit your day job. Now, come on here. We got to get on over here and get George so we can get on to this store and we can get on back. You know, I don't want to be out all day, come back and look at my soap opera stuff. I can't miss all my cheering. And what's that other one? I watch it every day, but I never can remember. Yeah. I need to be watching that God and Light. Yep, the God and Light. That's what I want to watch.
Well, all right then, Uncle Bubba, let's go. Get in the car. Get your stuff. You got everything. You got your keys. You got your coat. You tie your shoes. All right then. Looks like we're ready.
All right then, Pee Wee. You go on to the car, and I'm going to lock up here.
All right, Uncle Bubba.
Hey, Billy, what's wrong with your car?
Oh, no, nothing, Uncle Bubba. I got it tuned up, man. I got it tuned up. It's ready to roll.
It what?
Well, you know, Uncle Bubba, it's ready to drive.
Well, you say ready to roll, so I figured as long as it had four tires on, it was going to roll automatically.
Well, yeah, Uncle Bubba, it will roll, but, you know, it's just a saying.
Yeah, I know it's just a saying. You've been hanging around that George. That's what that is. You've been hanging around that George. I see that George rubbing off on you. I see you done got you some spinners. I see you done got you some cherry stuff them put down in the floor board, got it smelling like cherries in here. And what's this right here?
That's Kent, Uncle Bubba.
Yeah, I see you got a dog up in here. Yeah, I see you got a dog up in here.
Yeah, Uncle Bubba, that's to help keep the sun out.
Boy, you don't need all that to keep the sun out. That means you're sinning. That means you need to let the sun in.
Well, you know, Uncle Bubba, time a man got to do what a man got to do.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right here. Keep on doing what a man got to do, and you're going to end up a place where all men go.
And what at, Uncle Bubba?
Well, I'm going to let you figure that one out.
All right, Uncle Bubba. All right, Uncle Bubba. I ain't going to give you no. I ain't going to mess with you. I ain't going to mess with you. We almost over to Uncle George.
Oh, I wonder what he gonna be dressed in today. Last time I took him out, boy, he looked like Pimp Lucius. And here I am dressed all casual, and here he come looking like Pimp Lucius. Yeah, he had a little pimp hat on, had on a little fur, had his shoes shine, dressed up in a three-piece. Where you going? You know how you talk.
Man, I'm going with you.
I said, no, you ain't. Going with me looking like that. Had a cop pull me over thinking I got driving you. You the pimp and I'm the driver. Oh, no.
I ain't going with you nowhere looking like that. So I waited till he went in and changed clothes. And guess what he put on? A black leather jacket with the same outfit and a red, black hat with a red feather. I said, what in the world is wrong with you? We just go on to the laundromat. You know what he told me? Well, you never can be too careful. You never know who you might run into. So here I am looking all fly, and you looking like the United States flag on with your red, white, and blue. Boy, I almost left it. Yeah, I almost left it. He up here looking like Pretty Ricky, and then ain't gonna call, have a nerve to talk about me. I'm doing him a favor. Well, you know, Uncle Bubba, that's the way Uncle George is. But I tell you what, we gonna have a good time today because we going shopping. Yeah, we going shopping. Yeah, what you gonna buy? Well, I'll tell you for another hour. Do for real, Uncle Bubba?
Yep.
I brought $20.
$20? What you going to buy with $20? You can't even buy Please Thank You Come Again.
Well, if I can't buy, then I'll leave it in the store.
Oh, Uncle Bubba, what you going with if I can't even buy nothing?
Well, I'll let y'all shop. And I'll do my shopping later. Because, you know, got this little pretty girl down at the dollar store. She let me have anything I want for a dollar.
Uncle Bubba, did you hear what you just said?
Uh-huh.
Uncle Bubba, did you really hear what you just said?
Yep.
Of course she gonna let you have it for a dollar. It's the dollar store.
Well, anyway, she smiled at me every time I come through the line. She said I'm handsome. I'm the most handsome dude that ever come through her store.
And what'd you tell Uncle Bubba?
I said, thank you, baby.
That's all you told Uncle Bubba?
Yeah. What else was I supposed to tell her?
You ain't try to get her number?
No. I'm too old for all that. I just smile and wave, I keep it simple.
Now, Bubba, here's what you ought to do.
Oh, shut up, George. I don't want to hear all your nonsense.
Yeah. What you need to do there, Bubba, you need to walk back up in there with your fine linen, go up to her counter, her register, and put a rose, put some chocolate candy, and some of that, since it's holiday time, some of that sparkling cider, and see if she smiles. And then if she smiles, tell her, say, hey, baby, this is just for you. So I'm going to leave this on the counter, and I'm just going to walk away. And every time you look at the clock, you'll think about me.
No. See, I ain't finna do all that nonsense. I'm finna go in here. I'm finna get me a gift, and then I'm coming on up out this store. Don't y'all be in here embarrassing me. Because I come to do one thing, and that's one thing only. I come to shop.
Well, now, there, Bubba. You know you can't rush perfection.
Now, George. I can rush perfection. Because I am perfection, and I'm going to rush me.
Now, Bubba, that ain't the way it go, man. That ain't the way it go.
Well, that's the way it's going to go today. What you doing with all this Versace stuff on? We just going Christmas shopping. Folks going to thank you for sale.
Well, you know, if they think I'm sell, I just go to the high bidder, baby.
No. What you gonna do, you gonna go to jail. That's what you gonna do, you gonna go to jail.
Come on, y'all. Come on now. Uncle Bubba, Uncle George, y'all get yourself together. Get on up in here so we can get what we gonna get and get on up out this stove.
Well, what I think I need to do, I think I need to go down this aisle right here and show George he ain't got no class. Here's some elegance right here. This is smooth right here.
Well, since you want to tell me what I need to do, then I'm going to take you down this aisle, and I'm going to give you a little R-E-S-P-E-C-T, because that's what you're going to do to me. You're going to R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That's right. You going to respect me there, Bubba.
Come on, George. You've been hitting that eggnog.
Hey, brother. Don't say that too loud. You never know. Somebody might be in here from the church.
In what church do you go to, George? All my life, I ain't never known you to go to church.
Yeah, I go to church.
Where you go to church at, George?
I go to church right down on the corner, baby.
What church on the corner, George?
You know, the Good Time Baptist Pentecostal Evangelical Assemblies of Pentecostal World.
What church is that, George?
The United Gospel Baptist Pentecostal Holiness Church of the World. Reach out and touch.
I ain't never heard no church name like that in our community. You sure that's all you had with eggnog?
Yeah, but don't be saying that too loud. You know, I don't want nobody to go back and tell Bishop All Right.
Yeah, who?
Bishop All Right. You know that's the bishop of the Faith First Gospel United Methodical Presbyterian Church Pentecostal of the World Church Me Outreach.
George, I ain't got time to fool with you. Bring yourself on here so we can get on up out this stove.
Well, I'm just saying that, bro. I'm just saying. You can't be saying that all loud and stuff. Don't get me in trouble.
Don't get you in trouble with who, George? You're a grown man. You make the choice to do what you want to do. Now, what were you saying you wanted me to get you?
Oh, yeah. I want you to give me some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Hey, that's what you mean to me, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
George.
All right, I'm going to calm down. Hey, what y'all doing over here, Uncle Bubba? I thought y'all were going to get the Christmas tree and stuff.
So you ain't got but $20.
Get Uncle George to give it to you. You know he got big bank. Well, you know, you got to save this for a hard time. If he got 20, I got 20. Okay. Well, now we're cooking. Now we got $40. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go over here. We're going to get this Christmas tree. We're going to get some lights. We're going to get some bowls. And we're going to get a star. I add me 20 on there. We'll have $60 to cover everything. Anything else we want to add. As for the little extra stuff, you know, maybe you want to put some little bells on there, little angels or something. We can do that.
Now, what are we doing all this for?
Hey. I thought we'd do this in remembrance of Mama for Christmas. You know how everybody in the family always came together for Christmas.
no matter what the differences was, no matter what the situation we had, we always laid it aside and came together for Christmas. Because, you know, Christmas, that's the time to be together. Well, any time that you can spend time with family is a good time, should be a good time. But especially during the holidays, because there are so many people that don't have anybody. There are so many people that's been cast aside, that's been pushed aside, don't have a home, don't have a loved one, don't have a family, and some of them don't even have friends that they can go to on the holiday because their friend has forgot what the holiday is all about. And that's sharing love, sharing love, sharing love. Now, who you going to invite over for dinner?
Well, I thought about inviting that little lady at the dollar store that told me I'm the handsome man that ever came through her store.
You can invite her, Uncle Bo. Now, I'm scared to ask. Uncle George, who you going to bring?
Well. You know, I don't really know at the moment. Because, you know, me and Uptown, we ain't doing too good. Me and Baby Girl, we were together last Christmas. And Star, I think she went home to her family.
Now, Uncle George! We can't be trying to remember all these names of these folks that you bring over. You're going to have to find you one somebody to bring over and just stick with that.
Well, Pee Wee, I tell you what. Let me think about that thing and I'll get back with you.
Uncle George.
Yeah, Pee Wee.
What you doing?
I ain't doing nothing, Pee Wee.
What you doing with that bottle?
Bottle? Who had a bottle?
Now, Pee-wee, why you going to do that?
George, didn't I tell you not to embarrass me?
I ain't trying to embarrass you there, but I'm just saying. Every now and then, you know, I need a drink. The nerves in my body as we walk this long aisle.
I got some nourishment for you. There's a big old water fountain right there that says H2O. Why don't you drink you some of that?
Hey, now. Y'all done did good. We done did good. We done went and got our tree. We got our bells. We got our Christmas wrap. We got our lights. We got the snow, the icing. We got everything we need. We almost out the store. Don't y'all start cutting up now. Don't y'all start acting. All right? So here's what we're going to do. Uncle Bubba.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the money. Let you pay. Uncle George is going to bring it out, and I'm going to go ahead and get the car.
All right. That sounds good there, Pee-wee. Come on, George. George, the cash register is this way. Stop looking at that woman. Come on, George.
Say, brother, I'm coming. Say, now I'm coming. Hey, lady, how you doing?
George, don't start. We just going to pay the lady, get the stuff, and get out the stuff. All right, Bubba. You ready, George?
Yeah, Bubba, I'm ready, man, I'm ready.
All right. We got all that stuff. Make sure you don't forget nothing. Now turn that little thing around so you make sure you got all the bags.
And I know how to shop. I was shopping for you for pimples.
Stop lying, George. You know I'm older than you.
Well, it sounded good. Yeah, it sounded good. It sounded good.
Now come on here. You know Pee-wee going to be out there raising that motor, spinning and grinning. So we got to get on up by the stove. So come on. We got everything?
Yeah, man, we got everything. We got everything, bro. Big bro, we got everything.
All right, let's go.
Bum, 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 bum. Hey, Uncle Bubba, Uncle George, I'm over here, I'm over here.
Yeah, I told you. Told you, didn't I tell you?
Hey, come on, come on, come on.
Hey, I told you, we coming as fast as we could. We coming as fast as we could. All right. We got everything in? Got everybody? All right. Well, let's go.
All right, Uncle Bubba. Let's roll. I mean, let's drive. Let's drive. Let's drive, Uncle Bubba. Let's drive.
All right, Pee-wee. Don't start that nonsense. Make sure you don't drive too fast. Make sure you slow down. You watch the speeding.
Uncle Bubba, I've been driving a long time. How you going to sit on the passenger side and tell me how to drive?
Well, because I want to get back home in one piece. I need to make sure my dinner date be there for me on Christmas.
Well, 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 since you put it like that, I'll drive with extra caution. Yep, I sure will. And as we get closer to the house, I'm going to let Uncle George off first, and then I'll drop you off. Okay. Well, like everybody made it home, they had a safe trip shopping, even though they didn't buy much. But the thing was, it wasn't even about what they were going to buy. It was about them spending time with one another and making each other feel special. Now, George had some issues. Bubba had some issues. Kiwi had some issues. But when it came down to the holiday, they all had to sacrifice something. So they all put their issues to the side just to be amongst family. You see, that's what we have to do. Yes, we have some family members that do some things that we don't like, but hey, they still family. You can't kick away family. Because if you kick away family, it's not only going to hurt the one you kicked away, but it's going to hurt you too. So what? One of them may be a drug addict. So what? They may be a drunk. But don't they love you? Why can't you love them? Give a gift of love for the holiday. Give a gift of caring for the holiday. Give a gift of friendship for the holiday. Share a gift of compassion for the holiday. Give the gift of yourself for the holiday. Somebody needs you. Somebody wants a friend. Somebody needs a friend. Someone wants a shoulder to lean on. Someone needs a shoulder to lean on. It may even be a shoulder to cry on. You might be that person, or you might be the person that they need to lean on or cry on. But no matter what, share, love, care, show compassion. For the young and the old, young and the old, is very important. You may not believe in Christmas. You may not even believe in the holidays. But since you don't, or if you do, or if you're not sure, believe in yourself and allow yourself to be a gift of giving. It doesn't always have to be money. It could be just a little time to listen to someone share their story. It may be where you have to share a story to someone that something that happened to you in your life. It could be just a pat on the shoulder, a warm smile,
a word of thank you, a word of that we appreciate you, because you can't say you love people these days because people have overrated love. A lot of people have taken that term and put it out of context. But even if you can't say it, if you can show it, it means more than just words. So, yes, 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 we want to thank you and you and you and, yes, of course, you for tuning in to the Joy Doctor tonight. We hope that you enjoyed the show, that we didn't infringe on anyone's rights. Hope that we didn't upset anyone. Hope that you will come back and enjoy another episode of The Joy Doctor. We want to thank you, and to all, we want to say happy holidays from the staff of The Joy Doctor Show. Yes, that will be me, The Joy Doctor. So tune in next week, this time, same time, on Blog Talk Radio, and you will hear the one, the only, the fabulous, the wonderful, the mighty, Joy Doctor. Remember, listen, learn, and laugh.